A common question faced by liberal arts majors and educators alike is how their education will serve them later in life. William Eggington, director of the Alexander Gross Humanities Institute at Johns Hopkins University, tells us about the new institute and how it serves its students through the humanities.
I'm privileged to be the inaugural director of the Alexander Gross Humanities Institute, which was created by the largest gift ever for the humanities at Hopkins, with the goal of supporting our 10 humanities departments along with our many other humanities-related departments, centers, and programs. This year, our second, we are hosting our first cohort of Gross Graduate Fellows, who will be financially supported while writing their dissertations about an exciting array of groundbreaking topics. We will put on a major conference in November to explore our responsibility and indebtedness as a society to the millions of Americans living behind bars. We have also been partnering with the Charles Village-based bookstore Bird in Hand to bring in poets, novelists, and panels of critics to talk to a broader public about literature. This is just a small sampling of the kind of programming and outreach the Humanities Institute is enabling. The faculty who guide the Institute believe that the humanities are an essential component of the kind of broad-based liberal arts education that is the bedrock of the American higher education system. Too often today, students and their parents are tempted by the line of thought that sees courses in English, philosophy, history, or foreign languages as not leading to a good career and hence as a waste of students' time and families' money. As educators, we can laugh at the joke about the liberal arts major who asks, "Do you want fries with that?" while still lamenting the line of thought it represents, which has no basis in fact, given the overwhelming evidence that a broad-based liberal arts education leads to more and better employment possibilities. More importantly, we work to dispel the notion implicit in the question asked by so many parents and relatives of college students as they select their major, "What are you going to do with that?" Because the truth is that majors are notoriously inaccurate predictors of later career paths. But even more vital than the role in preparing individuals for economic success is the role of the humanities in preparing them to be engaged citizens in a functioning democracy. We know that among those who have attended college, which is already in itself a good predictor of increased civic engagement, there is a direct correlation between even greater civic engagement and taking humanities courses. The nation's founders knew that their democracy would depend for its survival on an educated citizenry, which meant a citizenry that had studied history, philosophy, and literature, as well as being conversant in the latest discoveries in science. The Alexander Gross Humanities Institute exists to carry this commitment forward. We hope people from all over our state will come and join us for some of our events this coming year and beyond.
More information about the Alexander Gross Humanities Institute can be found at krieger.jhu.edu/humanities-institute. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WIPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.